Chapter 2. Pocahontas Meets John Smith. Captain John Smith and his men were happy to be in Chesapeake Bay. They wanted to establish a small settlement there. Captain Smith called the big river the James River, after King James I of Britain. On May 13, 1607, he established the small settlement called Jamestown. Jamestown was on the James River. In Jamestown, the settlers built some huts, a storehouse, and a church. There were about 100 men in Jamestown in 1607. Most of them were English gentlemen. They came to the New World to find gold and riches. They did not want to be farmers. John Smith was angry with them. He said,
"You must all plant crops, hunt and fish. You must not be lazy."
In Jamestown, there was little food. One day, Captain Smith and his men went into the forest to look for food. They walked for a long time. Then they met a big group of Indians. The Indians attacked them with their bows and arrows. They killed one of Smith's men. John Smith and his men killed two Indians. Then the Indians captured John Smith and took him away. After a long walk, John Smith stood in front of Chief Powhatan and his tribe. Everyone was silent. Pocahontas stood next to her father. She looked at John Smith. He was very tall. She looked at his red hair, his blue eyes, and his white skin. He was very different from the Indian men. John Smith spoke to the Indians in sign language and a few Indian words.
"Great chief, I am a friend. My men and I want to live in peace with you."
Powhatan and his medicine men did not like him. John Smith gave a compass to the great chief. Powhatan looked at it. He turned it around in his hand. Why did the needle always point in the same direction? He tried to touch the needle, but a piece of ice was in front of it. The ice wasn't cold. It didn't melt. Powhatan thought it was magic. All the Indians of the tribe looked at the compass. They were surprised at the white man's magic. Pocahontas liked John Smith and his magic, but her father didn't like him. That afternoon, John Smith and his men killed two Indians. Chief Powhatan and his tribe were very angry. Now John Smith must die. Two Indian warriors pushed Captain Smith to the ground. They put his head on a very big stone. Then the Indians picked up another big stone. They wanted to kill John Smith. When Pocahontas saw this, she said,
"No, father, please don't kill him. He isn't a bad man."
Powhatan said,
"No, he and his men killed two Indians. He must die."
The two Indians were ready to kill Captain Smith. One Indian raised his hand.
"No,"
said Pocahontas. She jumped forward and put her head above Captain Smith's head.
"Please, father, he must not die. Save him,"
said Pocahontas. Powhatan looked at his favorite daughter. He immediately told the two Indians to stop. Everyone was surprised at Pocahontas's courage. Pocahontas saved John Smith's life. After this, Pocahontas and John Smith became great friends. John Smith taught her English, and she taught him the Indian language. He gave her beautiful beads and trinkets. He told her about London and its enormous buildings. Pocahontas listened to Smith's stories.
The King of England is called King James I. He lives in a beautiful palace in London,
said John Smith.
Is he your chief?
Asked Pocahontas.
Yes, he's our leader,
said John Smith.
What do the English ladies wear?
Asked Pocahontas.
They wear long, colorful dresses, shoes, and hats. They also wear jewels.
Are the English ladies beautiful?
Pocahontas asked.
Some are beautiful, and some aren't,
said John Smith. Pocahontas laughed and listened. She dreamt about London.